Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone. I am very happy and excited to introduce you to the upgraded version of Quantum Wave, which is now becoming Quantum Awakening Wave. And I would love to share with you why I have felt called to upgrading the name of this live show to reflect the new codex that I have recently downloaded with the help of my High Council from Source Consciousness. And this codex is so powerful. It is so revolutionary. It is going to help us, old souls and starseed, to create a tidal wave of warrior of light that are going to be activated into the remembrance of the truth of their own divinity, of their own power. And this tidal wave I was shown is going to go up and literally swallow and alchemize and dissolve the old paradigm that we are witnessing crumbling apart now. It can happen very fast, they have told me. It is going to happen in the next couple of years. And me, with my High Council, operating within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a frequency that is extremely powerful in the quantum, but it is also a frequency that I have birthed into reality as the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is a non-for-profit, a private member association here to help humans remember their sovereign multidimensionality. So I'm really excited, and I'm sure that you can feel the energy flowing through me right now as I have been upgraded myself to be able to receive with very high level of precision this new codex of the awakening trauma codes. This codex is extremely potent because I have seen in my career so many people, as well as myself included in the past, going through massive oscillations, massive ups and downs, massive disconnection from their soul and their purpose. One day we are there, another day we are completely oscillating. And I have often wondered, how can we help people stabilize, increase the level of consciousness, while at the same time bring healing and alchemy for our human incarnation? So yay, it is happening. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you very much for commenting. It's nice to see you. Thank you. If you're joining live or if you're joining on the replay, please leave comments. It makes me so happy. It allows me to stay more connected with you. And as you might witness, I'm actually broadcasting on two different platforms, which is part of the upgrade. I'm broadcasting on YouTube, but I am also broadcasting in my private Facebook group, NeoHuman. So you can also join there if you want. Today, I will share with you about why I have changed the name from Quantum Wave to Quantum Awakening Wave. And I will also share already part of this codex, because this codex needs to be shared with humanity now. So every single week, we're going to go into the codex. We're going to crack it open. We're going to really start understanding what these traumas, the awakening trauma codex is. This trauma awakening codex talks about all of us here that have been going through awakenings, that have been like, phew, why on earth am I seeing this and realizing this now? It was way more comfortable to be blinded to this reality. What? Are you telling me that, like, you can communicate with your angels and aliens just like that, that everybody has access to it? No way. What? You are telling me now that there is a deep state, that all of these things are happening behind the scene, that some weather is being controlled by, you know, this deep state. What? You are telling me that we live in different metric systems and so on and so on. So all of us, we are going through different awakening stages that are really hard. It's really hard because it's such a slap in the face that we find ourselves being in this state of really not knowing how to find our ground. Before, it was kind of easy, maybe not always unpleasant, but it was still easy, you know, just to go out and about with our days and work and be with the partner, be with the kids and do like the normal human things. But all of a sudden, depending on the awakening that you have, it's like, we can no longer go on like that. And we don't know how to change that. And so all of these things are happening inside of ourselves. And sometimes we communicate that with others and not many other people around us understand what we are going through. Some people even laugh at us. They say, well, it's crazy, you're crazy. And we start looking for a community and it's challenging and we don't know what to do. And it actually creates a lot of trauma. It creates a lot of trauma because it is exacerbating wounds and suffering templates and trauma templates that were already there from our inner child templates, from our ancestors' timeline, but also from our past life. So all of that gets activated, gets triggered, and it becomes really difficult, like nearly like suffocating to go through this awakening process. We can have massive ups and downs emotionally. We can feel really angry at what, you know, at the world, at people, at the government, even at ourselves, for not seeing this before, for doing that to people, for like, it's like we can have this like rage, like unhealthy anger, unhealthy rage that kind of like is going everywhere and nowhere. We can also feel really sad, really lost, really depressed. We want to hide, we want to talk to people, but we also want to talk to people about these things. All of these things happen, all of these oscillations happen. And as we walk on our path, it feels like stepping into concrete. So I am here to help you. I am here to help you through this codex, which is an upgrade of fractal dynamic system that have been teaching about already in Quantum Wave, but also for many years now, and I have practiced for myself. So really fractal dynamic system, this is a gigantic body of work, a huge revolutionary codex that is here to teach us how to reside within the one unified field with a very broad white consciousness while being the angel behind our human. So we can be fully present with life. So we can love everything that's happening on planet Earth. And so we can reclaim our power. We can reclaim our purpose. We can reclaim what we came here to be and stop being unapologetic about ourselves, stop being a victim of, you know, the matrix, a victim of our own subconscious programming. So this codex has evolved in a way that we are here to increase your level of consciousness to such a high level that you will never, ever perceive yourself of your reality as you did before. So this codex in itself triggers greater levels of awakening, but you are held in the architecture of the codex into understanding the intricate dynamics that is unfolding during this recalibration of your consciousness, awakening to the truth of your divinity, of our shared divine ascension journey. So you can receive that and activate that in your lives straight away. So we're going to go deep. You're going to have your mind blown because everything that we share is like a surgery. So everything that we share is like quantum surgery of subconscious programming's shifting, opening up, coming into the light of your conscious awareness. So we work with the mental system and the emotional system on these levels here. And your role will be to embody that, to bring that in your everyday life so you can find stability. Okay, whoop, whoop. I loved it. Thank you so much for sharing. So here from that, thank you for tuning in from the Facebook group. I love this. When you are on Facebook, you can, I'm not sure that I have done this yet. I might need to check this for next week, but you can give Facebook permission for the platform that I'm streaming from, which is StreamYard. So StreamYard has the permission to see your name. Otherwise, I see Facebook user. So thank you, Facebook user, for tuning in from the Facebook group. And thank you. I'm so here for this. Thank you so much, Tana. I know that you are, and I am as well. And we are so here as a community. It is very important for me and my high council to make sure that you guys really understand that we are here to create a revolutionary movement of accelerated ascension. It's all of us together. We are here to share that and to ignite this alchemical fire of transmutation, this fire of creation within your heart. So you feel how important you are, how valuable you are for the ascension process. So I'm so happy that you share that you are here for this. Yay, Daryl! It's so awesome to see you here. Thank you. Because the more you say, yes, I am here for this, the more you activate full embodiment of your soul, full embodiment of your purpose, because it requires courage, bravery. It requires vision, determination, faith to say yes to the ascension process, to say yes to being the wave. Are you ready to be the wave? I say, yes, I am ready. And I'm here to lead the way of this wave with so many other people on the planet. So the movement within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry happens through the channel teachings of the body of work that we receive and that we share on our different platforms. And I'm so excited. For many, many years, I've been feeling into this movement, this community that is gathering now, into what is going to be the core value, the core fire that is going to ignite this wave within the community that I'm here to guide. And this is Quantum Awakening Wave, sharing about this amazing codex of fractal dynamic system and within it, this expanded codex of understanding the awakening trauma codes. Okay, so let's go back to basics. If you want to go back, we have already facilitated 8 episodes on understanding the architecture of the fractal. Everything is posted on YouTube, and it is also episodes on my podcast, Send Drains. Okay. By the way, remember, if you are on YouTube, to subscribe to my channel, and you can even comment, because when you comment, it means that you are more active on this platform. So you will not miss out on all the episodes that we share weekly. Okay. So follow and comment, and you can also share with all your friends and your community, because the more the merrier, because to create a wave, we need lots of people. Okay. So fractal, center point of the fractal. The center point of the fractal is the heart. It is our ability to stay deeply present within our heart center as the angel behind our human. Saying that we are the angel behind our human, acknowledging that we are, is already an awakening in itself, isn't it? So many of us think that we are so broken, so trapped in the wheels of karma, that we cannot possibly be an angel behind a human. I want to remind you of this story that happened to me years ago. If you are my student or were my student, you would have heard of this before, but I love to share this because this is so potent. It really illustrates that, because I was told that I was an angel when I was in my early 20s. I was just walking down the street in Brussels, my hometown in Belgium, just, you know, like just doing my thing, walking down the street. And all of a sudden, I felt this huge energy shifting within me and around me. And next thing I knew, I felt five light beings walking beside me. And I was like, oh, ooh, who's that? Very cool. I had already received a lot of connection with different guides and so on. So I was not completely foreign to having this kind of encounter. Only that was very different because it was in the street and I could really feel it in my body. So I felt so empowered. I started walking with my head higher, my shoulders broader, and I could really feel the power inside of me as I was walking with all of these angels beside me. And then I started telepathically connecting with them. And it's like, oh, thank you so much for being there. Thank you, thank you. May I ask, who are you? And they said, oh, we are your friends. We are your family. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And why are you here? It's like, we are here to help you, to teach you, to protect you, to help you heal, to help you activate your purpose on this planet. And I was like, oh, great. I want to know everything. And we chatted a little bit more. But then they told me, but you know, you are our family. You are one of us. And there's something shifted in my consciousness, in my human self. I was like, one of you? What? Wait, do you mean that I'm an angel? And they say, yes, you are an angel, Sandrine. And not only are you an angel, but right now you are way more powerful than us. And this is where and when I said, no way, no way, I cannot be that. I cannot be an angel because I am trapped in this freaking hell that is Earth. It means that I'm trapped in the wheels of karma. I have sinned so many times. I was really mean to my siblings. I'm doing all of these naughty things already in this lifetime. It's going to take me, I don't know how long to repay my debts, karmic debt, just in this lifetime. I cannot only imagine with my past lives. And then they just, you know, the connection stopped, it broke. Because why? Because instead of opening up my heart to the truth of what they were sharing, to the truth of my own divinity, I chose to listen to my low subconscious programming that was saying that I was broken, I was a victim, but also I was very mean, I was so imperfect, I hated myself. I often would say that to my mom, I was like, Mom, I hate myself, I'm just so much like this, and like that. This is what I used so much alcohol and weed, you know, I used to consume a lot because I was so like in this self-hatred. And I did not know how to escape that. So I was already told when I was in my early 20s and probably even before that, but I cannot completely remember it, that I am an angel in a human body. Only I had so many dense programming. I had no one to help me on this journey that I did not know how to open my heart to accept that reality. So I am telling you now, please allow your heart to open up when I say that you are an angel. You are. You would not be on this planet if you were not. Because you came here at the time of the Great Awakening. You came here to create and be part of a tidal wave of awakening, to say no more to the outdated enslavement matrix system and to say yes to creating new Earth, yes to creating the new golden age of miracles. Do you think you are weak? Do you think that you're really trapped, that you have no sovereign power of saying yes or no and coming into this time, this place on Earth? No. Your soul is powerful beyond measure. You are so multidimensional. Like, your consciousness cannot even comprehend it. This is why I'm sharing this teaching, because I'm here within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Me and my High Council are here to teach you how to reclaim your multidimensionality. You exist in a multitude of places at once. You also exist, maybe, who knows, in the Pleiades star system, on Arcturus, in Venus. Some are sun beings, some are angels, some are archangels, some are dragons, some are mermaids, some are unicorns. Some also coexist in Atlantis, in Lemurian time, in Shambhala time, ancient Egypt time. We have such a vast multidimensional network that no way we came here as broken souls. We came here as powerful multidimensional light warriors. And we are here now to shake ourselves up and to remember. This is enough of playing the game that we were enslaved into. Okay? All of us watching this, we were enslaved by the freaking goddamn matrix system, law density 3D matrix system. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of anything. Well, only a big hairy spider. I'm in Tulum at the moment in Mexico. I haven't seen any. And please, God, don't send me any big hairy spiders. But apart from that, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm way too powerful to be scared of anything. My soul's got me. My angelic wings, my own angel, I've got myself. And not only that, but I also have armies, thousands of light beings, dragons, angels, and archangels working with me. So why would I be scared of the collapse of the old and the new? I came here to birth it. And so were you. Because if you are listening to this now, this is not like, you know, it's all meant to be. It's synchronicity. If you are listening to this, it's because you were magnetized to receiving this transmission through the principle of quantum resonance. We enter in resonance with one another. So it means that you are ready to receive the cause that we are sharing. You are ready to receive the truth of your multidimensional power and shine it unapologetically, because you know that you are on planet Earth to help with the ascension process. Please type yes in the comments if you know that you are here to help with the ascension process. You might not know how, but you know that you are here for it. You might be terrified. You might be full of trauma, of suffering, of victimhood, of whatever you're going through right now. Welcome to planet Earth. But you will know it. You know this in your heart. Yes. The truth of our divinity. Yes. I love this. Thank you so much. I feel this so deeply now. Thank you for everything you share with us. Your teachings have enabled me to feel so anchored in my multidimensional self. I love this. Thank you, Nix. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you are here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I would love to invite you to acknowledge that you are an angel, okay? Even if it doesn't really make sense, even if you don't comprehend this architecture, how you can be this, you know, like small or broken or alone or whatever, you know, you're going to qualify your reality right now. It doesn't really matter. What you can really feel into yourself is that, yes, yes, you are an angel. Yes, you are the presence guiding this current incarnation. Your soul has a body. You don't have a soul. Like, we don't have a soul. I don't have a soul. The soul has my body. The soul, the soul is the guardian of my body. The soul is the angel of my body. The soul is the angel of this current incarnation. So whatever happens to my human syndrome, like, big hairy spider, soul, help me. What to do? Run fast. Ask for help, you know? So whatever happens in my life, you know, more or less serious, I have someone to turn to, my soul, my heart, and it's present here. This is my intuition. This is my inner guidance. This is what I connect with every single day, all day long. This is the only voice I really ever need to listen to start with. This is my own heart. My soul speaks through my own heart. So when we are present within this architecture of the fractal, And we can place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, witnessing our human going on and about with her day. We are going to witness, or we might remember. Let's meet you in for a moment. Yes, they say that they would like to ask you now to do this exercise with us, so it's more embodied. Just remember maybe an awakening moment that you have had recently or in the past, anything that you were like, oh my God, you know, like, that's great, that's wild. I had no idea about that. And feel also about, so set that aside, and then also feel about how awakening has affected you in a way. Have you ever felt that you needed to isolate yourself from your family, from your friends, because no one could understand you? Have you ever felt that you were really impatient, like you could not wait to know everything about everything? Like, not knowing is feels excruciatingly painful. Have you ever felt that the world is so dangerous, so bad? Like, why did I even think I could have children? You know, like, poor children. Oh my God, what's going to happen to my children or the children of other people? It's a crazy world, you know? Have you ever felt that you are looking at your purpose and you never know what your purpose is, and it's really annoying you? Like, maybe you've been working the same job for years, and then you go through this awakening process and all of a sudden you cannot stand your job, you hate your job. And as you go on and about, you think like, oh, I need to quit my job, start a spiritual business and be a healer, sun healer, Reiki master, or whatever. You might have done that, and it might be really challenging to actually pay the bills, and it might create a lot of scarcity in your life. This one, you might also do all the manifestation techniques that so many coaches out there teach, and then peanuts. Yeah, a little bit here, a little bit there, but generally speaking, it's like, I do so much and it's not happening. What is wrong with me? All of that is part of the codex of awakening trauma codes, all of it. And we're going to go into one by one every single Sunday at 5 p.m. out here, Quantum Awakening Wave Show. We have downloaded 20 codes. So it is at least, you know, future 20 episodes about all of this and so much more. Because we are going to crack this open with you, so you can have a broader understanding, so your consciousness is much vaster than the actual trauma code, so you can acknowledge it and recognize it, and then you can choose as a sovereign divine being, fully present in your own angelic nature, how you're going to go about that. Basically, we are bringing you into spiritual maturity, because they say a lot of us, we go through massive awakening processes and spiritual journeys, and it's a little bit like it goes from infancy to teenage life of, you know, spirituality. I don't like this. I don't like that. Look at these people. Ooh, I'm embarrassed about myself, but I want this, but I want that. No, here we are teaching about what true spiritual maturity is, which is to reside within the fifth dimensional field of super consciousness within the heart center, and to be so part of life that we do not need to hide, we do not need to change anything. We can love more, we can experience more abundance, more freedom, more love, more connection, without changing anything about our external reality. Isn't that revolutionary? And then when we feel that, you know, change is needed in our external reality, we do that with grace. We do that with power, with clarity, with maturity, and with unconditional love, which changes everything for ourselves, but also for our family. Okay? So let's say, for example, that we go through this awakening moment. I'm just going to check the chat actually, because I see that a lot of you say, yes, I am an angel. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love this. You can acknowledge this. You can write it, type it here in the comment to have found this. You can also write it on post-its, you know, and place them around your house. Look at yourself and feel yourself, feel your body and feel everything that you are. Remember, I am an angel. Feel your wings into your back. That strengthens your musculature, your power. I love this. Yes, I'm definitely an angel. Yes, thank you so much for sharing this. Can relate with lack of faith and disempowerment around the future of my children. Of course, you know, it's like, what's happening right now? It's wild. My poor kids, you know, what's going to happen to them? I love this. I'm going to share this because this is so honest. I love this honesty. This is next level. I found my purpose, but I'm still lazy. Thank you so much for sharing that. Who hasn't felt like this? And like, I'm not going to tune into your field or anything like that specifically, but I could perceive as well that it's not only necessarily laziness that we fear, but it's also this actually one of the trauma code is procrastination, because of all the density that we are processing ourselves, the healing of our own trauma and witnessing the trauma of humanity, and all of that that is still present within our body, and it is so dense that we feel like, oh. It is a lot of tamasic frequencies, if you are familiar with the yogic teachings. I am source. Yes. Yes. I love this. Thank you so much for that. Yes, many, many procrastinations. I love this. Yes. I feel the laziness, but for me, it's overwhelmed with so many codes, and then I don't know where to start. Thank you very much for sharing so authentically. I can really relate to that. It's like there's so much to do. So much to do. It needs to happen now. Everything is happening now. It's like, oh. Relax. Let's take a few breaths here together. I would love to invite you to exhale deeply and to start inhaling through the nose and then pause and then inhale again and pause. Focus on the crown of the head on no breath. And then open your mouth and exhale. And then again, inhale, pause. Inhale, pause. Feel the space just above the top of the head. And when you need to exhale, open the mouth and exhale. And just one more breath like this, please. I can really feel the field recalibrating. Excellent. Thank you so much for this grounding breath. They say the breath is the link between your physical reality and the divine within you. So at any time, whatever arises within you or your external reality that is shaking you up, breathe. Exactly the way we have taught you now. Just 3D breath. You can feel the shift happening. There's never any excuse not to breathe consciously, literally. It is free. It takes not even, maybe like 1 minute, and we can do it anywhere, okay? Breathe, inhale, inhale, pause, and exhale. Ah, thank you so much for your word. Yes. More than procrastination, more like utterly paralyzed. Thank you very much for that. So I would love to share with you. Let me tune in here. Today we are actually going to talk about the architecture of this codex, okay? So when we experience an awakening trauma, then it means that we feel it very, very strongly, and therefore we are not able to stay centered within the center point of our fractal, but we start identifying with a trauma, so something here. So instead of having our inner vision, our conscious awareness, our awareness directed into channeling, connecting with the heart, what we do is that we zoom in into the thing. So let's say, for example, something that happened with the 5G. You know, like the 5G gets out there and we have no way to stop it. They're placing towers everywhere. We have all of these videos on social that says the 5G is so damaging and so on. And basically we feel helpless because it's happening and we have no other choice than upgrade or just like stop using technology altogether. So a lot of people during that time and still now, they kind of zoom in into this issue, this problem. And it's a trauma. Why is this a trauma? It is a trauma because it activates the wounds that we already have within ourselves about feeling helpless. We feel helpless against something outside of ourselves, a power that is inflicting us and our body pain. It is damaging our body, it is damaging our brain, it is damaging everything. So it is reflecting something that we might have experienced in childhood. Like, you know, so many people, maybe some of you here, we have been abused. We could have been abused physically or emotionally, mentally. It could have, it doesn't matter the extent of it. We have experienced some form of abuse from a power, an authority, like parents, teachers, other adults. And it made us feel so helpless. They might, like our body might even have been traumatized and damaged, not only talking about our heart. So that is already present within us. And then we go and then, so why is this an awakening trauma? It's an awakening trauma because we awaken to the fact that, wait a minute, they are imposing this on us. We don't really have any choice about what to do, and it's damaging myself. So people that are not on the, you know, the wave of awakening, they wouldn't have that trauma because they don't care. They say, where's the problem? I don't see any problem. And just go like that, like whatever. So it doesn't create anything within them. But because the people that are on awakening journey are looking at knowing the truth, I say the truth because, you know, eventually we never really know. The truth is very relative. So when we are looking for the truth and we start discovering all of these things, it's like, oh my goodness, like there's literally nothing I can do because everything happens outside of myself. I'm trapped in an enslavement matrix system. They can do whatever with my body. They can do whatever they want with my mind, with my emotions, with technology, with my life. You know, they can take my home if I don't pay the bills. You know, they can possibly, yeah, they can take away my job if I don't get the, you know, the job. They can do all of these things to me. I have no more control. So no wonder why we get agitated, angry, or depressed, or lazy, or we procrastinate, because it's just like, it's so intense. It's so freaking intense. When I was growing up, you know, I was really like super conscious of so many things. When I was little, I was already aware of multidimensional realities. I was, you know, often talking with different non-physical beings and so on. So it was completely normal for me. And I kept going to mom and I say, like, why can I not be like everyone else and not see things? I would be in the car going on holiday with mom and I would be sitting at the back and all of a sudden I would have this very deep download that I'm living a circus on planet Earth because everybody was stuck on the motorway because everybody wanted to go on the same spot for the holidays, same destination, same time. And we were stuck in traffic. And I was having these downloads and deep thoughts. I must have been like six or seven, about the fact that I was living in a reality where nothing made sense and no one knew that what they were doing had no sense whatsoever, because we were all isolated in tin boxes, angry at other people for doing the same thing as us, also isolated in their own tin boxes. And I was, you know, witnessing that, wondering what is fucking happening on this planet again? How did we go there? And so the level of consciousness that we have makes us perceive the deep problematic of the current matrix system that we live in. And it is not pretty. It is not nice. It is really uncomfortable. And we cannot really make sense of it. But because I was born to do this, I was born to be a spiritual teacher and to download all of this. Now I know. You know, I know exactly why this is happening. I know about the different, you know, overlays of different matrix system, about the architecture of ascension process. Why? Because I am connected with my multidimensional network. I am connected with my future self, who has already done what I do, who is already living within the fifth dimension, all the way to seventh dimension. I will also connect with my Syrian and my Arcturian self, living on these realms and realities, continuously co-creating with me, because I am continuously talking with Hathor, Isis, and ascended masters that have walked the way of activating consciously golden ages of miracles upon earth, because I can tap into the vision of the planet within 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years time. And I know that this is happening because I was born to do this. I was born to raise a wave, a movement of accelerated spiritual evolution, of very high consciousness. So when you zoom into this problematic within the 5G, your consciousness, is it going like this or is it going like this? It's going like this, right? So all of a sudden, the energy and all of the systems of the human are zooming into a problematic that makes no sense as we observe it with the level of consciousness that we have, which is never to be criticized or judged. So we look at the problematic, like me as a six-year-old, nothing makes sense. I did not have the level of consciousness that I have now to realize it all makes sense. So when we are there trying to understand why is this, like, it doesn't make sense. So what we need to go to do is like, whoop, go out into super conscious state. So from this, what we need to do is to access this circle around our super conscious state. Okay? To be able to access this super conscious state, we go back into the heart center. Because the more we live from the heart, the more this heart increases. So instead of being a tiny dot, like, we sometimes connect to the heart, you know, like, oh, I meditate, I have my cacao ceremony, and I do my yoga. I'm connected. Next thing you know, an hour later, like, really upset in traffic, or like, the kids are so annoying, you just want to slap them in the face. I will never do this because love and light, I'm a good parent, but you know, all of these things. So here we learn to live continuously from the heart, from an angel behind a human. And yes, it's practice, okay? Nothing happens without practice. So the more we are here, the more these things, they kind of like, they get absorbed within the heart field. That is the alchemical transmutation of the fractal dynamic system that we teach. So we do not bypass anything. We open up our heart field, our consciousness, to such an extent that we connect with our multidimensionality, and that our multidimensionality can say, I know, fucked up, babe, but that's all right, because you know what, you are so powerful that this 5G can do nothing to you. Why? Because you believe in what create, like, you, your belief creates your reality. because you can shield yourself using quantum technologies, because your team operates on you at night doing cosmic surgery, removing problems that are created by the distorted technology on planet Earth. Because, by the way, you are in the era, in the age of Aquarius. Aquarius, it's all about technology. It's all about information. So let's not complain about 5G, because, as you know, now we have artificial intelligence and it's just going to go like this. It is neither good nor bad. It's only what we think that it makes it good or bad. So the more we open up our consciousness, the less we can be traumatized. It's like, it's not so much that we don't care. We care. It's not so much that we ignore anything. It's just that we have the ability to have such a wide view of the problematic that this problematic does not affect our ability to feel joy, to wake up in the morning and to feel really good, to be there with the kids and the family and the friends, to remember that, yes, maybe my job is not the best job on this planet, but you know what? Like, my colleagues are actually really nice people. You know, yes, we talk about the weather, what we're going to do on Sunday, but they're really nice, genuine, nice people, and they mean well. And this job, you know, it gives me all the money that I need to actually put a roof above my head and food on the table. That's already very, very good. I can be proud of myself. So we can kind of like modify the intensity of the reaction that we have when we awakened. I love this. Thank you. Yes, I love what you share. Another architecture that happens when we go through awakening is, so the first one is really like we kind of zoom in and we say, we stay so stuck within like this dynamic that we have just uncovered, that it creates these awakening traumas. And all of these awakening traumas, as I say, I have downloaded 20 different codes, trauma awakening codes that we are going to learn about in the future weeks, all the next weeks in this episode. So in this show, I just like, whoop. The other architecture that I want to share with you to really allow you, help you understand what's going on with trauma awakening codes and this actual dynamic, it's an energetic dynamic, is that we really want to work on staying connected to our pillar of light, our vertical axis, right? And here I have a nice diagram that I have prepared. So this is us. And through this vertical axis that I call a pillar of light or a column of ascension, same. Through this column of ascension, we connect through the earth, all our chakra system, all the way to OS, it's our oversoul network. You can also call it the higher self. And then to source consciousness. Okay, so this is the axis that allows us to stay fully connected to our sovereignty. To be unshakable is to have this axis. Think about a tree. It's like the tree has a very strong trunk and it stays very deeply anchored in his or her reality, depending if it's a female tree or male tree. I'm being a bit silly. So when you have this vertical axis here, it means that you are so anchored within your sovereignty that you are also anchored in your heart portal, in your true angelic nature. You are able to channel your heart. You are able to channel your own multidimensional network, which also projects in a multitude of realities. Okay. And you can, of course, at all time channel source, because we all have that access. Okay, you can channel your family of the light this way. When you are anchored in your own axis, your channeling abilities open up tremendously, so you can receive very high level codexes and information, such as what we do now. This is why I have created Iria School of Channeling. You know what? I have some students here present and that are also in Iria School of Channeling. This is a one-year certification program to become an extraordinary channel of light by being so connected to your purpose and to your high council that you can download your own codex, that you can download your own body of work. And we activate so much of your angelic nature, co-creating with you and all the students there, that your life will never be the same. It's like super accelerated pathway of evolution. We just started and the doors are still open for 1 month only. Okay, so if you feel called to join Iria School of Channeling, just get in touch with me. You can send me a direct message on Instagram or on Facebook or ask in the comments on YouTube. I will be very, very happy to send you more information. You can also reach out at info@sandrines.com. I just wanted to let you know as well, for all transparency, that you still have 1 month to enroll at this rate. That also includes a one-week retreat in Bali. I've just booked the place. It's going to be epic. We're going to do a lot of inner work in Bali, as well as experience so much fun together. This retreat is fully included in the current price. But after the doors closed, the next wave of enrollment that will happen much later in the year, it won't include the retreat in Bali any longer. The retreat will be optional and an extra. Okay, so just so you know that if you feel called, now is the time. Okay, so when you are anchored in this way, fully present, if something comes from the external reality and tries to shake you up, you are fully present in your own energetic protection, fully present here, activated in your heart center. You might be like a willow tree. It's like, boom. It's like, whoa, what is this information? Then you know exactly how to center back. You come back into grace, alignment, and strength. It's like, this information was really intense, but I know exactly how to alchemize it and stay present within my heart and very high level of consciousness. So you don't go into the oscillation, creating awakening trauma. What happens most of the time, though, is that we continuously oscillate between being fully connected to the truth of our divinity and connected to the horizontal line of trauma and suffering. So instead of channeling our heart or higher consciousness or consciousness, we channel our trauma, the trauma of humanity. So we are a victim, but we are also an aggressor. We are also channeling fears. The fears that we have within our subconscious mind and the fears that we have from our ancestors, from our past lives, also from the collective, the fear for like, just listen to the news. It's very easy to channel fears when we listen to the news, okay? So what happens there is like this penetrates the field here. And this low, I'm just going to put a arrow down, this low 3D matrix system of enslavement that comes and that brings you this very dense information through whatever source, is actually entering in quantum resonance with trauma that you already have within you. So this is connecting here. If you did not have that, it could not come. That is law, okay? That is quantum law. So it means that you already have something inside of yourself that is kind of like activated, a suffering body activated, that is going to say, oh, I understand that terrible scenario that the 3D information is depicting right now. And I take it on my own, I make it my own. And what happens is that instead of having our protection fully present and intact in our connection to this pillar of light, is that we have this exacerbation of fears. So instead of being connected to this axis, we are going to be connected through the dome of fears that come from the 3D matrix system. So it's not that we are not completely disconnected, right? Because if we were disconnected, we would be dead. But instead of being something very strong, it could be like a very thin, you know, like thin, like tiny, tiny drops here. Like instead of being like 70%, it could be only, you know, 30% all of a sudden. The volume is down. And what happens is that all of a sudden, what we connect with, what we channel is this dome of fear that is present. It's an energetic frequency. And this dome of fear is literally present because it can exist in a reality because we have traumas within ourselves, because we have suffering. I work a lot with star seeds and old souls. They are different, very, very different codings. There are also other categories of souls. But if we are an old soul, we are especially prone to trauma awakening, just because of the codes that we carry and because of so many lives that we have had in the past on planet Earth, like burned at the stakes, you know, like, you know, killed here or tortured over there, you know, all of these things. So it means that it's very easy for us to be channeling and connecting to the dome of fear rather than the truth of our own divinity and the higher consciousness of source, the higher consciousness of our multidimensional network. So when we are meeting up every week, again, please join live weekly. You know, this is like, honestly, like I share a lot of my time and energy for these guys, like, and it's all for free, right? So I really need people to join live and to comment, to be able to receive information, more clear information about you, what it is that you need, how you are being in this reality, so I can serve you at the highest. You know, me and the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, we are here to create a tidal wave of spiritual awakening. We are recording spiritual connection in humanity after having been traumatized by dogmatic religions and cults for thousands of years. You know, just believing in a God in a free way, like it literally killed us. So many of us were killed because we were speaking to God directly and we were not allowed to. And I can feel it in myself because it has happened to me so often. So we are here to heal the trauma that is present in the template of faith, of connection to the divine, the whole that we are, and to saying that you are that divine angel to start with. So you have this network of communication fully present and activated at all time. But not only that, your connection with source consciousness is also present there at all time. And you have not only the right, but the birthright, but the need to connect with the divine. Because that's the source of all life. So if we feel lazy, if we feel angry, if we feel sad, let's connect. Let's connect high to source consciousness and our angels, and let's connect inside, as above, so below, as within, so it's outside of ourselves. So we are here to serve you by helping you remove the pluggings that are present within you from so many past traumas that are making you believe that you are not good enough to have a direct connection with your unique God source consciousness that you are, with your unique power, with your unique purpose. We are here to tell you not only you can, but you deserve it and you need to. And we teach you how to do that by always bringing higher level of consciousness within specific dynamics and problematics that as human we tend to zoom into. Okay? So I'm very excited to share this with you weekly. I would love to invite you to make it a routine in your life. When we can create space to have such a powerful routine, imagine the changes that can come. You know, in Belgium, when I was living there, the routine was for men on Friday night. Men, they go to the pub and they drink. It was like, Okay, I'm a woman. Can I go first? And if I don't want to go, what about my man? Can you come? Like things like that. So that's a routine, right? Very ingrained routine. And so many routines exist like that in our lives, you know, like we just spend so much time, money and energy doing all the things. But what do we place our energy into spiritually? This is something that I would love to invite you to place your energy and your time into, because it is going to bring life changing awakening moments for you. You are going to be able to embody so much more of your power, of your joy, of your freedom, of your abundance, of reclaiming your birthright to be happy, to be alive, you know, to say it does not matter. It's not that so much it does not matter. It's like, I know very well that things are tough out there, that a lot of people, you know, have it a really intense life. And I can send all my prayers and I can do what I can, you know, physically as well to serve my community. But I can also be happy. I can also, you know, I can also have joy. I can also spoil myself and spoil my family. I can also be a bit wild, you know, be a bit outrageous. I can just be me, you know, with all my quirks and my edges and my perfect imperfection. Because we only have this life. We might be multidimensional beings, but there is no one like you right now. There's no one that's sitting the way you are sitting, wearing what you're wearing, that did the thing that you are doing before, that will do the thing that you're doing after. You are the unique projection of your Oversoul network right now, the unique fractal of God consciousness experiencing itself right now. So how are you going to go about that? I choose to go about that in a fun way, playful way, joyful way. I also choose to go about that with courage, power, discipline, stamina, devotion, faith, open consciousness, and a lot of sexiness and dance and all the things. Okay? I love this. Joy, knowing, wisdom, peace, and love is our true nature. Yes, I am that I am. What an awesome handle. Yes. Thank you all. I can read all your love, all your words, passion. Yes, Daryl, so nice to see you here. I love seeing you from one week to another. It makes me so happy. Like my human is very, very happy. My human, very happy. Okay, to see you guys here live or on the replay. So please like, comment, share extensively with others, because we are the wave. We are creating this new reality all together. The time has come. It is very exciting. And one day we will all party and rejoice, because we will witness firsthand the massive changes that have happened in humanity, because we rose up to the occasion to embody our multidimensionality. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for your words. I love you too. Thank you for being there. I say goodbye to you now. And next week, I will be back home in the beautiful Wellington. I'm looking forward to being with my children, my dog, and my cat, and to activate more of these amazing downloads that I've been receiving, as the last month spent in Sedona and Mexico have been deeply transformative. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.